Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet. They call us hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts. I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And Big Shot.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert. JPP. What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity.
I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan.
You got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that. Side pieces. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Welcome, welcome to BSS Carolina's. I'm glad everybody's sticking around on Periscope. We got another great show coming up. And of course, that other guy on across from me is Big Shot.
The other guy.
The other guy.
Pepsi. The cola of the Carolinas. Please get your Pepsi so they can give me a lifetime supply of it for free.
That's right. And we are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
It's the Attitude Era. Put your attitude back in broadcasting with the Attitude Broadcasting Company.
Absolutely.
The new ABC.
I like that. In case, you know, last night, you know, we got to talk one other thing about basketball. I got to give a shout out to my wife. She did a live thing on Spreaker. She's going to try to do every basketball, baseball, whatever game that she's home. She's going to try to do it. She's going to try to do commentary of the game. But it's from a woman's perspective, a missus' perspective.
She's trying to be a broadcaster.
No, she wants to be a different alternative to people when they're watching a game, other than listen to the same old boring commentaries and everything.
Shout out to Mrs. Rocky.
I'm telling you, it's very interesting trying to watch a game on mute while your wife's doing a broadcast. Very interesting.
I'm sorry, babe. You're going to have to go in another room with that. I can't watch on mute who I look like.
Well, no, it's funny. She's doing it. She's like, was that a foul? Yes, that was a foul. So, is that a 3? Yes, that's a 3. So, you know, it's very interesting. But give her a shout. We got to give her love for trying to do what she wants to do. And it's very entertaining. Check it out, though. It's Mrs. Sports Show on Spreaker. But today we got a good show. We're going to talk NFL draft. We're going to get into it. Try to do half the draft on this show, half the draft on tomorrow's show, and have it all up for you tonight before the first round of draft starts. But I can't wait, man. It should be interesting. We'll go pick by pick. Me and Big Shots will make the selections. Of course, he's getting the Panthers. I get the Cowboys with the 4th pick. So we'll figure all that out. But before we go any farther, let's go into who you're sitting at the bar with this week.
Now I'm sitting here talking to you, drunk and on the run. I'm sitting at a bar on the inside, waiting for my ride on the outside.
Who you sitting at the bar with?
In the trailer park, so I jacked the keys to her father's car and crashed that Chevrolet and then stepped away.
All right, who you sitting at the bar with this week?
I'm sitting with Conor McGregor. Oh, you were sitting with Conor? I can sit with somebody else.
No, man. No. I got somebody else, but it deals with USC.
Oh, I'm sitting with Conor to ask him, how does it feel to be about to lose, $10 million?
At least,
because you thought you were bigger than Dana White in the sport of UFC? Because your britches got too big for your body? And then he told you your next fight will have to be a defense of your featherweight title or you'll be stripped. How does it feel to be bitch slapped. That's all I want to know.
Well, I was going to go that same. I'm not sitting with Conor McGregor. I'm sitting with Dana White.
Okay.
All right, for sticking to his guns and not adding Conor back to UFC 200. I got to give the man credit. This is how you run a sport, right? You're the no. Guess where the buck stops? It stops with Dana White.
Exactly.
That is the way the commissioner should be. That is the way it should be. You got one guy that runs it, and that's it. When he says, hey, you're – and Conor tried to weasel his way back into it. And I still love Conor McGregor, but, dude, you blew it. You can't say I'm going to retire and then unretire the next day and say, all right, I'm back on the card. No, that's not how business works.
It sure is. Try to tweet it out. I'm back to UFC 200. No, you're not. You might be back for 201. Might.
Yeah, and then, like you said, if he doesn't defend the title at 201, 202, 203, you know, he's going to be stripped.
Exactly.
So, you know, you just lost, dude, and you lost $10 million easily. Maybe more. With a Nate Diaz refight. And what about Nate Diaz? I'm going to go on vacation because I ain't fighting nobody.
That's fine. Nobody cares to see Nate Diaz anyway.
Right, which is sad. You're a champion. No one cares.
He's not even a champion.
Oh, that's right. He's not. Oh, that's right. He didn't win.
I really didn't want to see Nate Diaz choke out a smaller Conor McGregor anyway. So,
well, again. I mean, I do want to see rematch because I want to see if McGregor can win. But now the UFC main event is Cormier versus Jones 2 is the main event.
And, man, the presser yesterday was so good. They were talking big stuff to each other. They're already getting hyped up. And, of course, we can't forget the return of Ronda. I can't wait to see Ronda Rousey, man.
Who is she fighting? Have they even said?
I don't know who she's
fighting. I don't
even
think they've said who she's fighting yet. But, yeah, no, I love the trash talk. That is how you promote a fight. That is what you're fighting. You're supposed to promote it like that. But Conor, come on, man. Yeah, and that's the reason he said, I'm not promoting. Yes, you're a promoter. That is what boxing is about.
You had no problem before promoting when you were nobody. All of a sudden, you think you somebody huge, and then you get bitch slapped back down to earth like you're nobody. This is UFC 200, not UFC 1. You didn't start this. This sport has been going on long before Conor McGregor. It's going to go on long after Conor McGregor.
But way to go, Dana White. Stick to your guns, man. I got to give you credit. Speaking of people sticking to their guns, let's get into the NFL. We'll talk about this for a minute, maybe. Tom Brady, his suspension is upheld. He will miss the first four games of the season.
Whoop-de-doo. I don't care. Tom Brady deserves anything that's going to come to him. He destroyed evidence. He was defensive about damn not trying to cooperate with the NFL. So if you want to give him four games and then drop it down to two games, it's whatever. The Patriots are still in the AFC East division. They're going to win that division by default anyway because Miami sucks. The Jets suck. The Bills suck. So who cares?
Yeah, the first four, and there's a rumor the owners want Goodell to reduce it to two. I just want this to move on. And only the NFL could do this, where they the day after, you know, you should be talking about Steph Curry being out, being injured for 2 weeks. What's the big lead of the week?
Spygate. Not Spygate, even though that's another one, Deflategate. And I don't think it's about the deflated footballs. It's just the fact that Brady was so defensive and so unwilling to, you know, cooperate with the NFL during the investigation, not giving his emails that he sent back and forth with the other guy, the ball boy, destroying his cell phone. No, stuff like that. It was just, no, I'm Tom Brady. I'm superstar, future Hall of Famer, best player ever. I ain't got to coincide with anything. I'm bigger than the sport. Yeah, right. You a sixth round pick that got lucky.
No, he's no matter what, he's gonna go down as one of the best quarterbacks ever played this game.
No question.
So just this needs to be moved on. But the NFL, way to go to promote yourself when it's NFL draft week. You know, the first thing we talk about is Tom Brady. this week. Some other NFL news real fast. Johnny Manziel indicted by Dallas grand jury on misdemeanor assault charges.
And they're fine with him turning himself in next week or the day of his arraignment or anything. He was at the Justin Bieber concert the other night. Oh, man, that boy gets on my nerves, man.
I hope you get the help you need, man. That's all I'm going to say. Sam Bradford wants to be traded from the Eagles.
That's not happening. And Sam Bradford, you a buster. They gave you you're getting $22 million this year. You that worried that the Eagles moved up to take a quarterback? Boy, you brittle as glass or light bulb. You need to damn – if you think you're that good, you can go out here and you can keep whoever they draft at number two, whoever falls to them at number two on the back burner and go get paid, or you're auditioning for other teams. Now you sound like a little Mitch. Ain't nobody going to want you to lead their team, let alone want you in their locker room. Like, really, they're giving you $22 million and you're crying because they moved up to draft somebody else? You see the stat the other day? You know, Sam Bradford has made $78 million in his time in the NFL. He only has 78 touchdown passes for his entire career. Peyton Manning had 55 touchdown passes in one season a couple years ago. You only got 78 for your entire 6-7 year career. He's made $1 million per touchdown pass. What in the hell? Sam, they need to do something with Sam Bradford. If I had the choice, I would renege on that contract, cut this boy right away, go somewhere else.
Here's my thing with Sam Bradford. Dude, you haven't done anything, and you were the starting quarterback for Philadelphia Eagles last year. Didn't have a bad season, but the team is going to draft a quarterback this year, and I don't blame them. But they gave you a 2-year, $36 million contract, which means you could be that starter for at least 2 years, maybe longer, if you actually have good 2 years. But instead of actually going and compete, the NFL is all about competing, and the next year, you're not guaranteed a spot. The average career in the NFL is 3.5 years. I mean, dude, it might be gone tomorrow. So why, instead of complaining and demanding a trade, why are you not out there training to get better and being the starter week one of the NFL season instead of saying, I want to be traded? Well, guess what? You go somewhere else doesn't mean you're going to be the starter. Even if you go to Denver, Mark Sanchez might be you out. Just saying, he might. I mean, who knows?
Can we send him to football purgatory? Can we send him to Cleveland?
Why not? Send him to Cleveland. I mean, they're actually trying to change their whole mindset. So, but anyway, that's some of the NFL news we got going on. There's a couple other ones. Brandon Carr takes a pay cut to stay with Dallas. And locally, Josh Norman, we didn't talk about like last week, signs a 5-year, $75 million deal with the Redskins. $51 million is guaranteed.
I thought it was 31 and a half that got guaranteed.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was 50.
Right. They reported 50 at first, but it was 31 and a half because Janoris Jenkins got $28 million guaranteed, and they wanted to give him more guaranteed than what Jenkins got. And so it was 31 and a half. But congratulations, Josh Norman. He got his money. You know, we're going to miss you down here in Carolina, man. You were a huge part of the defense, a good, very good corner, you know. And at the end of the day, the NFL is a business. We can't be mad at any player that gets a contract like that to go play somewhere else. So big ups, man.
Absolutely.
I mean, he was a fifth-round pick. It came from obscurity. Now, he got to play with a dominant front seven that he's not going to be playing with in Washington. But we'll see how it goes. I'm sure he'll still hold his own. You know, he's hungry. He's a scrappy young man. Very good corner. I'm sure he'll be fine. And then we get to see you December 19th, buddy boy.
Isn't that a Monday night game, too?
It is a Monday night game.
I will be there.
It's in the nation's capital.
That's right. Yeah, we're riding. We're on,
y'all driving to D.C. for it?
Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
We're going to do a road trip this year, so I figured.
Don't drive to where Landover, Maryland is, where the Redskin Park is. You got to take the Metro out there. Take the Orange Line.
We might do that. We probably will. But, yeah, Josh Norman, congrats, man. You got paid like you wanted to get paid. And, you know, get the story. Gettleman got a phone call from Norman saying, hey, I'll take the 1-year deal. And Gettleman's like, nope, it's too late. Your agent done killed the deal. So, you know.
It is what it is.
Yeah, you wanted the money, and guess what? You're going to the NFC East where you're going to play Beckham twice a year. You're going to play Dez twice a year. And you can play in the Eagles, right? So you get 2 wins right there. You should. Aguilar? Okay. But anyway, let's get into the NFL draft. The Ohio State Buckeyes could break the most players drafted in one round record. Miami Hurricanes had a record of 6 in 2004. You think they'll break it in this draft? In one round?
One round.
6 picks?
I think so, man, because Elliott's going to get drafted. Bosa's going to get drafted off tops.
Apple's going to get drafted.
Apple's going to get drafted. Most of their defensive line is going to get drafted. Their linebackers are going to get drafted. They'll at least tie. I think they'll at least have 6.
Scott says no.
No. Come on, Scott, really?
He says 4.
4?
I think they get at least 7. There's so much talent on that defense. Don't be surprised if somebody throws a wrench and get Braxton Miller in the first round. I mean, because he's supposed to go up there too. Who's a sleeper for you in this draft?
Miles Jack. He can go anywhere from the top 10 to the high teens. It just depends on what the teams need and what they are looking at and what trades are going to get made right before that team drafts. Because I don't think Cleveland stays at 8. I think Cleveland's going to move back some more. And we'll see what happens then. Because there's talks that there's a team, an unnamed team, that's trying to move up in front of Cleveland to take Paxton Lynch. And if Paxton Lynch happens to go in the top 10, then all bets off. Anything can happen after that.
That's very true. Oh, I forgot to mention the Panthers did get the option on Star.
That was smart. That was very smart.
You definitely have to do that. All right. You ready for the draft?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. The way we're going to do this is I guess you'll get the first pick. I'll get the second. Oh, I get to make the Eagles pick. Awesome. And so on.
Okay.
Hackenberg.
Hackenberg ain't going to the third round, man.
You think Hackenberg will be the sleeper? He may be the sleeper this draft.
Connor Cook. Is it Connor Cook?
Yeah.
Connor Cook and Dak Prescott are going to get drafted before Hackenberg.
Actually, I think Jacoby Brissett's going to get drafted before.
From NC State?
Yep.
Yeah. I feel like
because his size and his athleticism. Next, Russell Wilson. Who, Hackenberg?
No, he's talking about Dak Prescott, man.
Oh, Dak Prescott? I don't know.
He could be. He's mobile enough. You can get him in the right system and give him a chance to grow in the offense.
Absolutely. He needs to have somebody, you know, to be able to groom him and be better. So we'll see. The first pick, and of course, go to NFL.com. You can join. No, Hackenberg. All right.
Russell, what? That boy is a target. He's going to be out of the league for anything. He can't move. Did you not see any Penn State games? This boy can't move.
And, of course, if you want to follow us, predict the picks with us, go to NFL.com. You can join our bracket. It's called Breakdown Sports Show. Go there and see how you do against us. And I think the way we're going to do it is going to be a combined collection between me and Bobby, how we fill this draft out. The first pick in the draft, of course, is the Rams because they traded with the Browns to get the first pick. You get the first pick, sir.
Am I on the clock? Where's my music? My pick is in.
You're in? Oh, Scott's in? All right,
Scott, we'll throw you in the
draft.
So
we're going to do 3 people? Exactly. All right, now I'm going to give you the Eagles. All right, you get to make the Eagles pick, Scott.
All right, with the first pick, the Los Angeles Rams draft Jared Goff, quarterback from Cal University.
Which you really have to with this pick.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's a California kid, and Carson, no offense, Carson Wentz, but Goff is the most ready. And Wentz has only played 23 games at North Dakota State.
And he played at North Dakota State, man.
And you're moving St. Louis to L.A. You're an L.A. team now, so you better get an L.A. kid to be your quarterback, not a North Dakota State quarterback. Just saying. So with the second pick, of course, is the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm going to let my buddy on Periscope, Scott, go ahead and
make this pick. Mr. No Days Off, let us know who this Philadelphia Eagles are taking.
Who should the Eagles pick? Because if it was me, I'll get a lineman. He does have the raw talent to be a star. All right, so you're going to rinse with number two. All right, so
the pick is in. The Philadelphia Eagles take Carson Wentz, quarterback, North Dakota State.
All right, so we're going to go with Carson Wentz on that one.
Wow, now this is where it gets tricky because the Chargers can go several ways. They can go defensive end. They could go
offensive line.
Lineman. They can go secondary help. They need help in a lot of places. So.
Because I guess I'll do third and fourth, and then we'll go around again.
Okay.
I'm going to go – they need defense line. They need safety. Their team needs – the top three is defense line, safety, and tight end.
They need an offensive lineman, too. Did you see how pitiful their run game was last year?
No, it was horrible. This year in this draft, there's no defensive lineman that should be in top five, I think. Besides Bosa, maybe, I guess. You could go Bosa. But he doesn't fit the system that I would think he would go with here.
This is just our mock draft, so just taking it with a grain of salt.
And I've heard a lot of Ronnie Stanley going here. So I'm going to actually, if I can find him. Let me see. All right, there we go. I'm going to actually pull a shocker, and I'm going to actually go with I'm going to go with Ronnie Stanley from Notre Dame because there's been a lot of rumors that's who they want. They've had him in for picks. So the next on the clock is the Dallas Cowboys. We need a lot. Cornerback, quarterback, and running back are top three needs. To me, we need defense. Joey Bosa or Jalen Ramsey, both of them is there. And I've been telling you who I want, and Zeke Elliott's there too. But to me, the defense needs more. We need defensive help. So I'm going to go. Of course, I've been screaming it for weeks. I want this kid in Dallas because he is going to be – he's already calling out Dez Bryant. With the fourth pick in the draft, Jalen Ramsey, Dallas Cowboys.
Florida State.
I don't care if Bosa is there. I know our defense ends are – and I would be okay if we go Joey Bosa or Zeke Elliott, but I think Jalen Ramsey is the best cornerback in this draft, and we need – another corner.
We remember last time Dallas moved up to grab a corner.
But we didn't move up in this draft.
Okay.
We stayed number four where we were. I know what you're saying. This kid isn't an SEC cornerback either. So I like this guy a lot. I mean, I listened to his interview. I hope we get him. We'll probably go with Bosa or Elliott, but I'm going to go with Ramsey for this one. Number five, you want the Jags? Scott, you'll get number six.
I will take the Jags. And the pick is in. With the fifth pick in the NFL draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Miles Jack, linebacker, out of UCLA. I think they still need to bolster their defense. I like their offense. I think they're comfortable with TJ Yeldon, so they won't reach for Zeke Elliott. So I think Miles Jack is the pick here, and they get Dante Flowers back this year, which will set up their defensive line because he was that pass rusher they were missing, and then they get Miles Jack, who's a machine. I know he had a little injury down at UCLA, but he should be fine.
All right, well there you go. Next pick, Scott, is yours. It's the Ravens. They need a lot. Ravens need offensive line help. They need a tackle and a guard and a cornerback.
And they need a running back.
And a running back. Because four sets probably not the long-term answer anyway. He came back to earth last year. And I'm looking to see if Scott makes a pick. If he doesn't, then I'll make the pick for him. Man, I don't know where they go here with this one. I know you need offensive line help, and so
they need defensive line help too. It's a lot of ways the Ravens can go.
Right. offensive tackle. Well, I'm gonna make the selection for you because Stanley already got picked. Oh, okay. Can't remember names. All right. Well, the guy I'm going to get is Laramie Tunsil from Mississippi.
Ole Miss.
He's not been – he was the projected number one most of the season until everybody started making these trades at the top of the draft. So I'm going to go with Tunsil from Ole Miss to go to Baltimore, even though Bosa's out there and other people's out there. All right, number seven, the San Francisco 49ers. They're the next team in the draft.
Oh, the 49ers. Well, the 49ers, with questions surrounding their quarterback position, I think they go – the pick is in.
The pick is in?
The All pick right. is in.
And if I need to tell you who's still available, let me know. I will do that again.
The San Francisco 49ers select Paxton Lynch, quarterback from Memphis.
This early?
They have no choice. You going Colin Kaepernick still can be traded, and I think they're going to have to trade Colin Kaepernick. So Paxton Lynch, Memphis. Right.
Well, there you go. And I think they could do that. This kid needs some grooming, but he could. I mean, I could see it. You know, and you still got Blaine Gabbert that could play a year before this guy starts, before he has to start.
Exactly.
Because you'll be a bad team anyway. It doesn't matter. The next pick is the Cleveland Browns, but this is where I'm going to say the Dallas Cowboys make a trade. We're going to trade up. I think we will trade our second-round pick to move up to the eighth slot because Cleveland needs draft picks. They need more draft picks, you know, so they need as much as they can get to get better. So I'm going to say the Browns, we trade the Browns to get the eighth pick. But as I'm going to go off the Browns making the selection. But I think the Cowboys will trade up, and I think this is where we'll get Zeke Elliott with the eighth pick.
But who the Browns taking?
That's what I'm going to go to. But I'm saying just watch for the Cowboys to trade up to the Browns spot tonight. The Browns they need so much help. DeForest Buckner's there. I'm going to go with Joey Bosa. From Ohio State.
Okay.
Why not? Get you an Ohio State player, you know, playing in Cleveland. You need that attitude on your team. I think they go with Joey Bosa. Next is Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
The pick is in for Tampa.
All right.
With the ninth pick, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers select Ronnie Stanley, tackle from Notre Dame.
He's already been selected.
Who selected him?
San Diego.
San Diego selected him?
Yeah, I selected him early.
Oh, crap. Well, let me see.
If you need offensive linemen.
They'll probably go best available here. Let's go. Damn, they really need the offensive line help more than anything.
There's Jack Conklin from Michigan State, Cody Whitehair from Kansas State.
But if they can't get the offensive lineman, we'll go best available. We'll go DeForest Buckner, defensive end from Oregon.
All right. So I put Buckner in for them. The 10th pick of the Giants, they need a linebacker, wide receiver, and offensive line help. But you got Zeke Elliott there. You got Hargraves there. I know I said linebacker. Raglan's there. Leonard Floyd's there. I'm going to actually go with – and let me go ahead and play the music. And the New York Giants with the 10th pick picks Ezekiel Elliott from Ohio State. I mean, he's there. You have to draft him.
Exactly.
You know, and your run back situation is not.
It's trash. Let's just call it what it is. It's trash.
And I know they like to do the different running back. Rashard Jennings is okay, but he really did
well,
not
you can get
have
a young stud
left.
That you don't have to take off the field.
Right. And they love to pass the ball so to the running back. So
and he'll pick up the blitz. Yeah. Eli Manning would love that guy.
So I'm going to go with him there. The next is the Chicago Bears, which is sad because they really need a running back. They need an outside linebacker, offensive line, and cornerback help.
Well, I think they like Langford. I think they're going to let Langford get the bulk load of the carry. Scott, you got this pick right here for us?
I'm waiting to see. I mean, who do you think they go with? I'm looking to see if he does that.
At this point, let's go. The pick is in for the Bears.
Yeah.
With the 11th pick, the Chicago Bears take Jack Conklin, tackle from Michigan State. They got to protect Jay Cutler, man. And Jay is still there. They're going to get Kevin White back, which is like getting their first-round pick that they didn't have last year.
It's very true.
Langford is the running back they're going to roll on, depend heavily on. They need to protect Cutler. So let's go Jack Conklin.
All right. The next pick is the New Orleans Saints.
They still need a lot of help, too.
They need a bunch of help. Outside linebacker, defense line, cornerback are the top three areas they need. Saying that, I'm going to let me go ahead and make this selection. Vernon Hargreaves from Florida. I think he ends up in, he's the best available corner, best available player. I think that's where they go. The next one's the Miami Dolphins. You want to make this one?
Yeah. Miami needs a corner. They need a running back, too. But there's not going to be any running backs available, and I don't think they reach for Derrick Henry in the first round. But
and the best available corner right now is Eli Apple from Ohio State.
I got the pick.
Okay.
All right, with the 13th pick, the Miami Dolphins select William Jackson III, cornerback from Houston.
Wow, William Jackson III, all right. They got him as the 42nd ranked best player. But I've heard a lot of people have been talking him up, you know, saying how great a sleeper he would be in the NFL.
And I think what's keeping Apple down right now is he's only 5'10". He's a solid player, no doubt, and he played at Ohio State. But 5'10 is kind of small. Kind of small right there. And Jackson is, I don't know his height, but I know he's a little taller than 5'10". He's probably like 6 feet.
The Oakland Raiders are next, or the Las Vegas Raiders,
whatever you want to call them. You got to pick in for them?
I sure do. I'm going with Reggie Ragland from Alabama. They need another inside linebacker to go with Khalil Mack and that defense. So I'm definitely going Reggie Ragland. The next on the clock is the Tennessee Titans, and I wish Easy was here so he could tell us who he wants.
Easy, I'll make this pick for you, and it's pretty easy. We know what they need. They need an offensive lineman. So, with the 15th pick, the Tennessee Titans select Taylor Decker, offensive tackle, Ohio State.
All right. So, I got Taylor Decker. The next team on is the Detroit Lions.
Detroit!
You talk about a team that needs everything, offensive tackle, cornerback, linebacker, and wide receiver. We have not seen a wide receiver go off the board yet. I believe this could be where a wide receiver goes.
You're going to make the pick for him?
I'll make the pick. I'm actually going to make this pick, and I am going to go – I'm going Will Fuller from Notre Dame. They have to have some wide receivers. I mean, you got Golden Tate, but you got to have some.
You
got
to have somebody else.
Yeah. So the next pick is your beloved Atlanta Falcons.
The Atlanta Falcons.
They need defense end, safety, and linebacker. Top three needs.
Well, we know the top safety went off the board with Jalen Ramsey. Defensive end DeForest Buckner and Joey Bosa are all now gone. So let's see if we can address the linebacker position. The pick is in for the Atlanta Falcons. With the 17th pick, the Atlanta Falcons select Darren Lee, linebacker, Ohio State.
Darren Lee.
And this is for you, Scott. We told you the Ohio State's going to start having those picks rolling off the board.
And I think this is when they – once Bosa goes, I think you're going to see the floodgates open.
Open for Ohio State.
Because, but that's the biggest question. Where's Bosa going? Because if Ramsey goes, you know, we'll see, though. All right, the next is Indianapolis Colts. They our needs is offensive tackle, guard, and outside linebacker. They do need line help. They need – we're not selecting a wide receiver in the first pick. I just put that out there. Even though Andre Johnson's done.
Yeah. Let's stop selecting wide receivers, Indianapolis. Protect Andrew Luck. Do you not remember what happened to him last year? Let's get some line help, please.
Oh, man, outside – I'm trying to think. There's so many holes on offensive line, defensive line. And if they do not select a offensive or defensive lineman, something's wrong. Somebody
this needs GM to needs to be fired immediately.
I'm going to go with wow, I don't know. I'm going – all right, I got the pick finally. Indianapolis selects Cody Whitehair. From Kansas State.
Kansas State. Okay. Yeah.
So got to address our offensive line. And by the way, if you guys, anybody's watching on Periscope, let us know who you would pick for your team. And, you know, go to NFL.com and see how your picks does against us. Let's see.
No one circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
Right. They need offensive line, defensive line, and wide receiver help.
I think their biggest issue is replacing Mario Williams. So the pick is in for me. With the 19th pick, the Buffalo Bills select defensive end Shaq Lawson, Clemson University.
Damn.
He's going to fill that hole that Mario Williams left when he skated to Miami.
The next on the clock is New York Jets. They need outside linebacker, offensive lineman, and tight end, and a quarterback. Let me mention that. They need a quarterback here.
I know they're not on the board.
I know you got Bryce Petty. Oh, yeah, there's some. Bryce Petty is here. Man, do you stretch at number 20 and draft a quarterback right here?
I think they get a deal done with Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick is just biding his time. But I feel like by the time – mini camps and OTA start, the Jets and Ryan Fitzpatrick will have something worked out where Ryan Fitzpatrick will be in that locker room leading that team. If not, you still got Geno Smith. You still got Bryce Petty. Somebody has to get the job done.
Right here, I'm going to go – I'm going to go a little bit different. The pick is in. I'm going to go with Hunter Henry, tight end from Arkansas. They need a tight end.
They do.
For a young quarterback, especially if you draft a young quarterback. Or if you're going to go with Bryce Petty. You still got Marshall and Decker on the outside, but you need a tight end in that system. So I think they would go – Hunter Henry. Next is your beloved Washington racial slurs.
The racial slurs.
Center, defensive line, and wide receivers are the three top needs. Let me know when pick is in.
Let me find them. Pick is in. And with the 21st pick, the Washington Redskins select Ryan Kelly, center, Alabama.
Ryan Kelly, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Washington Redskins. The next is Houston Texans. They need defense end, which is funny. Defense end again? Didn't you get one?
Don't you got Clowney? Don't you got Watt? Y'all need another D end? I guess.
wide receiver and offensive.
They do need wide receiver help. They signed a quarterback, so I think wide receiver might be the draft here. What do we got, Rock?
Man, I hate drafting this kid here because I think Dallas might actually trade up to get him. Man. All right. The pick is in. The two wide receivers I think they should go after this pick is Laquan Treadwell or Corey Coleman. Okay. I think Corey Coleman will get selected because he's from Baylor. So I'm going to go with Corey Coleman.
And Houston needs a fast wide receiver to go with DeAndre Hopkins. Because DeAndre, you know, is an all-pro top five receiver in this league. So you need someone on the other side that can stretch the field and put the pressure.
And he's got a blazing quickness on the line of scrimmage. So he will actually – instant separation. So I think he will help the most.
Okay.
I think Treadwell is more of a procession guy. He's like DeAndre Hopkins. So I wouldn't get the same guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need some speed to separate it. Next up, you got the Vikings.
On the pick is in. We know what the Vikings need.
Help?
Lots of it. With the 23rd pick, the Minnesota Vikings take Laquan Treadwell, wide receiver from Ole Miss. Big physical receiver, can possess the ball, help Teddy Bridgewater out on third down because it looked like Stephon Diggs can be that big-time, big-play wide receiver for Teddy Bridgewater for years to come. So they need that other guy on the other side, third and six, third and seven, like the playmaker. I can put it out there to you. You can use your big body. You can go get the football.
And this is where you're going to see the big run of wide receivers go. From 22nd down, I think you're going to see a bunch of you're going to see at least three or four receivers drafted from here. I'm going to go with the next pick. And the Cincinnati Bengals select Josh Dotson from TCU. The kid's been rising up the board anyway. Mm-hmm. I'm going with Dotson because you got to have somebody on the other side, A.J. Green, especially when you lost Sanu.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with Josh Dotson. You got the Steelers.
Pittsburgh, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black. Oh, I got the pick for them. And with the 25th pick, the Pittsburgh Steelers select Eli Apple, cornerback, Ohio State. You know they still need secondary help. They were getting torched all last season with that young secondary. They're going to be better as they gel, but adding another young, talented corner can do nothing but help that defense, especially in the conference that they got to play Andy Dalton twice. They got to play Joe Flacco twice. We're not worried about Cleveland.
They have a lot of holes, so you're right. They need, especially cornerback. So, next up on the clock is Seattle Seahawks, and the pick is in. Next up, I believe they need offensive line.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Definitely offensive line. Didn't they still got
they lost Russell Okung to Denver. Right. Or Okun, however you say it. So, our tackle is obviously glaring right at you. You need a tackle.
Yeah, I'm going to go – and the cornerbacks, I know you got Browner back, but that defense is starting to,
They're starting to get a little older, but I think they're still comfortable with what they have.
I'm going to go with LaRaven Clark from Texas Tech.
Little Raven, welcome to – the great Northwest.
That's right. Then the 27th pick, of course, is yours, the Packers.
And obviously Green Bay needs to address the hole left by B.J. Raji not coming back this year, so I think the pick is in for them.
All right.
With the 27th pick, the Green Bay Packers select A'shaun Robinson, D-tackle from Alabama.
All right, got him. Next, Kansas City Chiefs. Team needs are outside linebacker, quarterback, and wide receiver. Well, I don't think you get a quarterback here. I do think there's a couple areas. I mean, wide receiver. Let's see who we got left.
I know Will Fuller's still on the board from Notre Dame.
No, he went to Detroit.
Oh, you drafted him for Detroit. Okay, that's right.
Because they need it. You got Sterling Shepard still there, Tyler Boyd, Teron Peake from Clemson, Braxton Miller. You know, but I think those guys go to second round. The pick is in. And Kansas City Chiefs select Leonard Floyd from Georgia, outside linebacker. It's one of their major needs.
Okay.
At this point, you got to go to best available.
Best available.
If you want me to go with this one, you can go to the next one.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that.
Because you got the Panthers. The Cardinals is up next. They need safety, the outside linebacker, corner. Man, they need a lot. I'm trying to – who is the best remaining safety? Actually, we haven't had a safety. We're going to address that the second round. We're not addressing it in the first round. And the pick is in. There's many different options here. Kevin Dodd's here. Robert Nickamich from Mississippi's here. Sheldon Rankin's here. I'm going to go different. I'm going with a guy that there's a bunch of questions, but if this guy's healthy, he's a top five player in this draft. I'm selecting Jalen Smith, Notre Dame. I'm gonna gamble that he's healthy, and I'm taking him as the next
guy. Wow. You know, if you're taking him, you're taking a huge risk.
But if it pays off.
It pays off. I mean, but
this guy could be.
He's not going to play this year.
I know. I'll have him for a year.
As a first-round pick, and you
late
gonna pay,
in the first round.
But you're still going to have to pay him a few million dollars because he's a first-round pick.
We worked him out. He worked out fine.
Okay. You got to trust your scouts.
That's right. The 30th pick in the draft, of course, is the Panthers, which Bobby is selecting.
Oh, wow. Wow. You know we need secondary help. We would like to get another defensive lineman. If Kevin Dodd is there, they might take Kevin Dodd, but I think secondary help right now is the most glaring thing. And the pick is in. With the 30th pick, the Carolina Panthers select Carl Joseph, safety from West Virginia. I was considering the kid Alexander from Clemson as well, but I think safety is more pertinent because do they trust the kid out of North Carolina?
Trey Boston.
And then they didn't re-sign Roman Harper. So I think safety right now, Carl Joseph, and he's the best secondary player available still. So let's go Carl Joseph.
There's a lot they could do. With this pick, I mean, you need offensive line help, but I think it's the offensive lineman that's left. I don't think you go after. I think if Jack Conklin or one of those guys slide down to you, you get them. But like you said, defensive help is definitely needed. Cornerback now, you lost your best corner in the draft. Did you say Alexander?
I was thinking Alexander, but I think he'll still be available for the Panthers in the second round if they need him. And if worst case scenario – go call Antonio Cromartie, a veteran. Give him the veteran's minimum, 1 year. Come play in Carolina. Try to help us win.
I know you said Joseph. I think the Panthers, if he's there with this pick, would be Kevin Dodd from Clemson because they're with Jarrett Allen retiring, you know, and Charles Johnson, yes, he came back, but he's on the latter part of his career. And the way this guy drafts – the way Gettleman drafts, he doesn't draft cornerbacks in safety in the early rounds. He's usually offensive line, defensive line, or wide receivers. So I'm going to say they get Kevin Dodd, but we'll see. I think him or Nickamich would be great right here. Do you want Denver? You want me to go Denver?
You can have Denver. I can't do nothing with Denver.
All right. With the 31st pick in the draft. Denver needs a quarterback, first and foremost. Offensive guard, defensive end. Kevin Dodd's there. Offensive lineman, I think it's too early. With the 31st pick in the draft, I'm actually going to go – there's a – man, I'm telling you. Connor Cook's there. Jacoby Brissett's there. Christian Hackenberg is there. And I think that's who they get. I think the Denver Broncos ends the first round with Christian Hackenberg with the 31st pick.
That's a reach, man. Connor Cook, you don't like Connor Cook? Like you like better than Christian Hackenberg?
I like Hackenberg better because Connor Cook, if you see what he did in the big games, okay, that Alabama game just – it made me not like him as a quarterback. Now, if you're going to get him in the second or third round – and that's one of the rumors that Dallas may get him with the next pick in the second round. I'm okay with, but in the first round, no. I like Hackenberg, I think, has a better upside than Cook.
Okay.
But we'll see. So there you go. We did the first round for the draft.
If you don't like our picks, F you. We were just going by what we thought the teams needed and where we put players, okay? We don't know what these GMs are thinking, and we realistically know there are going to be at least two more trades in the first round before it's all said and done. So just tune in. The NFL definitely wants you to tune in.
Now, I got to say, the Cowboys, everybody has selected Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah.
With most people would pick him to go
If he falls to Dallas at 4 – I can't see them passing on this kid. He's big. He's physical. And you got to remember, you play the New York Giants, Odell Beckham Jr. You play Washington, who has DeSean Jackson, Pierre Garçon, Jordan Reed. And Jalen Ramsey can defend Jordan Reed coming down the middle of the field, a huge tight end. Philadelphia, again, we're not worried about Philadelphia. Philadelphia is trash. At least for right now.
But, you know, to me, I think you select Jalen Ramsey because you got him. You got Byron Jones on the other side. You got Skandrich coming back.
You still got Claiborne. Brandon Carr there.
Brandon Carr took a pay cut to stay. You need – now, defense ends the other place they need, but we'll see tonight. The draft should be very interesting.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun night, man. The first round is always the best round, man. That's who most people tune into.
All right. Well, there you go. That's it for today's show. On tomorrow's show, we'll have NHL playoffs. We'll talk about a little bit, see how our records are doing against Scott and that other show.
Always, sports is life.
And you can catch us everywhere. See you guys and ladies tomorrow.
Side piece.